All right, welcome to episode 98 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend, to another episode. We're approaching 100 episodes here on the podcast, and I've been releasing podcasts every single week. So if you do the math, that's almost 2 years of doing the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is being recorded indoors. If you've been following me here on the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, you know that most of my episodes are recorded outdoors. In fact, last episode, episode 97, was recorded a week ago in the midst of Daniel's storm that was raging here in Greece. There's a lot of devastation here in Greece. And as I'm recording this, we're still seeing the impact that this storm had. But I recorded that episode here where I live in Nafplio. We didn't suffer that much. There was a lot of rain and a lot of, you know, floods and whatnot, but it wasn't as catastrophic as in mainland Greece, all right? But the episode 97 was recorded at 6 o'clock in the morning. And when I left the house that day, it was not raining. And I invite you to listen to that episode because I recorded the whole thing. It's not edited. And I'm literally just talking to my handy recorder, which is a device that I use to record my podcast episodes when I go outdoors. And then all of a sudden it started to rain. There were thunders. It was just crazy. I recorded the whole thing. And it's just unbelievable what happened in a matter of minutes, really. I even did a YouTube video about it, me recording that podcast episode outdoors and the importance of creating content and, you know, just, you know, embracing imperfection in one way or another. But that's just on a side note, really. So I invite you to listen to episode 97, which was recorded, again, outdoors in the midst of this storm. And the only reason why I left that day to go and record a podcast episode outdoors at 6 o'clock in the morning is because I was going for my early walk, right? The previous days, I wasn't able to leave the house because it was raining so much. That day was like the first morning that, you know, I said like, okay, it's not raining, so I think I can go for my walk. And I felt like inspired as well to do my podcast outdoors. I was like, it's not raining. Let me just take the gear with me, you know? And I get to the spot where I want to record my episode. And then it seems to be all good. There was some thunders like really far away. I said like, okay, there's no way it's going to piss down or anything. I was wrong, man. I mean, when there is a storm, there is a storm. Even if it's not happening at that very moment. And even though it was fading away, it was just unbelievable. I'm not talking about just some random rain here. I'm talking about some really bad rain. Anyways, that's episode 97. I invite you to listen to that episode. Episode 96 was as well recorded outdoors. Again, 6 o'clock in the morning. I've been doing this lately. I don't know why. I just love to spice things up, okay? And this has become part of my brand. not spicing up things, but doing things my way, okay? And this is what I want to talk to you about in this episode. I'm not here to talk about the storm in Greece and how I record my podcast episode outdoors. I'm just giving you a little bit of context here when it comes down to the podcast. And if you're new here to the podcast, and this is your first episode, my name is Daniel, and I am based in Greece. And this is my podcast, the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, which I love to create one episode every single Friday. And I love to record them outdoors. Obviously, when it's winter time, it's a little bit harder. But nevertheless, I like to do them outdoors because there is something magical about just going for a walk and just have my handy recorder with me and just, you know, just talk and give you some value here. Hopefully, you'll find this content inspiring. So that's the reason why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to inspire you and to build something that you're passionate about. This podcast episode is all about mindset, business, and lifestyle. And I got started in the online world as a composer. I still compose music for media, but I have become a coach, an educator, someone who can help others do the same thing. And now I'm here teaching about online business, mindset, personal development, lifestyle. I live in Greece, and it is because of me working online that I'm able to live this life. My wife is Greek. She's she's my Greek goddess. I have two beautiful daughters. And, you know, we moved from the UK almost 13 years ago here to this beautiful country. And we've been living in this location for the last 3 years now. We moved here in the midst of the pandemic. So things seem to work out okay when things are not going right for some reason, right? We moved to our dream location in the midst of the pandemic. Before that, we moved from the UK here to Greece in the midst of the Greek crisis. my podcast episode 97 was recorded as well in the midst of, you know, a storm, right? So I want to talk to you about how can you not only build a brand, but really embrace imperfection. In if you're going through some difficulties right now, if you're going through something that might seem harsh for you at this very moment, whatever that is, I want to see if I can inspire you to create something new. And building a brand, what exactly is a brand? I know that this might sound a little bit weird to you. I certainly didn't know what a brand was when I first got started in the online world. And again, I started as a composer. So the way I started was just making music. And when I say just making music, it's because now I do so many other things. I love to make music. I still compose music. And I teach about how to make music for licensing. But I also teach on how can you create a brand and how can you teach others on your expertise, on what you're good at. So for me, it's music and now business and personal development. And the reason why I love to share this with others is because it's a passion of mine. I developed this passion by creating content online. But in the beginning, I didn't know that I will have a passion for this. So when I first got started composing music, I was just making music and uploading it to different marketplaces and just really licensing my music. And that was it. I was doing that full time as a stay-at-home dad. And that was my full-time job. I didn't do anything else. And then very quickly, as soon as I started to get some success with that, I decided to embark on this fabulous journey of YouTube. I started to share my journey on YouTube with others, and I connected with other fellow composers and musicians. And slowly but surely, I became an educator in that industry of music licensing. What happened there is that as soon as I put myself online on YouTube and start sharing my journey, like literally my face and what I was doing and telling my story, I didn't know that I was creating already a brand for myself, okay? Because, you know, when we think about brands, we usually think about a logo. We think about, I don't know, Nike or Puma or McDonald's or whatever, you know, just like a brand, Apple or Microsoft. We think that this is a brand, but a brand is not a logo, right? And really brands, I mean, and I'm talking about personal brand here, right? But even big companies, they try to put the human element to a brand. I mean, if we talk about McDonald's, I mean, back in the day, they had this clown. What was his name? I can't remember now. I will try to create all of these characters in order to humanize the logo of McDonald's. You know, they'd have to give some kind of like human touch. The same goes with everything else. A lot of companies and corporations, they try to just give a face or give this human element to the brand because a logo and a name is just not enough, right? You need to have that human connection. The same goes when it comes down to the personal branding. When it comes down to a personal brand, you are a brand already. You just don't know it. I mean, you're already sharing stuff on social media that you like and that you're passionate about, but you just don't consider it a brand. But when people follow you, even if it's friends and family, they already know what you're into. You might be into sports, you might be into music, you might be into many things. And when you share anything online, and whenever you have a passion for something that, you know, you're sharing it, literally, you have an opinion, you have a voice, that's your branding. Okay, your brand is everything that you're into and everything that you like and everything that you talk about, and people associate with that with you when you're not around, actually. So when people think of you and they say like, oh, John, he's into fitness. He likes to go to the gym and he's also into nutrition and he's a vegan and he likes, I don't know, whatever, this and that. And he likes this type of books and this type of music. So when people think of you and they already, but you're not in front of them, they have already created an image and an identity because of who you are. And this is what I did with Stock Music Licensing because I was just documenting my journey on YouTube as a stay-at-home dad, and I didn't know that I was creating a brand for myself as a stay-at-home dad. Like, I mean, I was just telling it as it is, and I still do that, by the way. I mean, I still create content for Stock Music Licensing YouTube channel. You can go and Google that if this is your first podcast here, if you don't know what have I done. go to YouTube and put Stock Music Licensing. That's a YouTube channel where I'm still creating content and still educating composers and musicians about music licensing, because I'm still doing that. I don't present myself as a stay-at-home dad anymore because things have evolved, but I'm still here at home, right? With my flip-flops and making music. You know, I work from home and I don't work in my pajamas, okay? I dressed up, but I'm still here at home working. So that's a brand that I have built for myself. The reason why I don't present myself anymore as a stay-at-home dad is because my daughter has grown up. My daughter is now 13. I have a younger daughter now. She's 5. But now my wife works from home as well. She works for a company, but she works completely remote and here in Greece. And we both run our online business. She helps me with my online business, everything that has to do with accounting and all the back end of the business. So we both work from home. So we're a couple that works from home, okay? And so I think the whole stay-at-home dad thing slowly faded away because as my daughter was growing up, my first daughter, that's how I got started, okay? So I started with Fedra. She was born in the UK. So I moved from Greece to the UK in 2010, in the midst of the Greek crisis. And very quickly, I became a stay-at-home dad. So I was taking care of my first daughter. And while I was trying to look for ways to earn money from home. And at the same time, I was going through a midlife crisis because I had no income. I was in a foreign country. I had terrible habits like smoking weed daily and smoking cigarettes. And I felt really defeated. And I was looking for ways to just build my self-esteem and my mindset and everything. And that's the reason why I talk a lot about mindset and personal development, because that's how it all started for me. First, I had to quit bad habits, get myself in shape, get everything in order in my life, and then go and try to pursue what I wanted to pursue, which was music, and really believe in myself that I was capable of doing this. But with the music, for example, the brand that I have established for myself doing the music is just the music. It's not about me, really. The music, I'm just a composer. And what I mean by that is that I'm not promoting myself as an artist. Okay, even though I create certain styles of music, it has my name and I'm the composer, I'm not really promoting myself as a composer, a musician. The music just lives in a library, so I'm just, you know, next to a whole bunch of other composers. So if they like the music, people are just going to buy it, you know, like podcasters or YouTubers or other content creators, they buy my music. Or, you know, if it's going to end up in a film or a documentary and whatnot, or for some network. So that's the way it works. But when it comes down to personal brand, when you start to share your journey, that's a different ballgame. And I experienced that immediately with YouTube, because then I was just talking about the music. And it was my face, okay? And I created that personal brand, that thing, that identity that people will resonate with, that story. Like, okay, even though you might not be a stay-at-home dad yourself, you understand where I'm coming from. I did meet a lot of stay-at-home parents, okay? I did meet a lot of them that resonated with my story, and they happen to have a background in music, and they want to get back at it, you know, and they found ways to find a way of focusing on their skills and their strengths, which was music, and say like, "Oh, I've always played the guitar. How can I found your content on YouTube, and there's a way to make money with that. So that would be great for me to just find something to aim at." Okay, a lot of people use that with my content. It was not so much about how to license your music, but a lot of my audience was saying the same thing, that you actually gave me a sense of purpose with my music. Like, it gave me something to aim at. Like, I can compose music in order to sell it online or to have it in a library so it can be licensed. That was a goal, obviously, but it gave purpose to the music. So I think that was an important thing to acknowledge earlier on in my career as a content creator. But I didn't know this back then when I first got started, that this was going to have such an impact in other people. And I realized the power of a brand. And what happened is that I slowly became somebody that can help others online because of YouTube. I built this brand as a stay-at-home dad composer. And I was just telling my story. I mean, I could have presented myself in a different way. I could have just said like, "Hey, I'm a composer living in Greece," full stop, and just try to hide away all the other things. But that's not cool, right? I want to tell the story because it has to be transparent. It has to be authentic. So the whole story of like, hey, I moved from the UK to Greece with my wife, and you know, here I am, flat broke, stay-at-home dad, trying to make ends meet with whatever skills I have, which happens to be music, that's part of my story. And it has to be authentic. And that's the brand that I built for myself. From there, that YouTube channel really became the home of content for me to just share that journey, which I'm still sharing, by the way. Every single Monday, I release a new YouTube video on that YouTube channel, documenting my journey. Obviously, things have evolved, right? Like, I have created not only an income with music, I help other composers do the same thing. I have created online courses, you know, coaching programs in the music licensing industry, and it's something that I'm very passionate about. From there, the passion of how to build an online business based on what you're passionate about is something that is like a natural evolution, right? So what I'm doing here with the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast is creating this brand around mindset, business, and lifestyle, which is, it has nothing to do with music licensing, but I'm talking about here, how can you build a brand online? How can you set up a YouTube channel, a podcast episodes, or content in general, I should say, about what you're passionate about? So if you're a musician, if you're one of my musicians, friends who are following me from Stock Music Licensing, then you know what I'm talking about because you've been following me and you've been asking those questions. How do I create an online program teaching what I know, whether you are a guitarist, a drummer, or whatever? You want to teach about music production, maybe, right? And you want to create a brand around that. So the way to do it is that you start your journey as a content creator first. And what that looks like is just creating content on YouTube. Ideally, YouTube, because YouTube is a search engine. When people want to learn about something, they go to YouTube. I mean, they go to Google, but YouTube is the same thing. You know, YouTube is owned by Google. But if you're like me, for example, I don't go to Google. I go to YouTube. If I want to learn anything, absolutely anything, I go to YouTube first. And even if I do Google something on how to do something, I will still go for the videos because I am a visual guy. And hey, I love videos. My wife, on the other hand, is the other way around. She doesn't love YouTube at all, even though we have built a business based off YouTube. And what I mean by that is that I create YouTube videos in order to create a brand awareness of what I do and what I'm passionate about. And then I help people, right? But my wife, she goes to Google. She actually Googles stuff and reads articles and blogs. And I just can't be bothered. You know, she doesn't have the attention span for a video. Thank God she doesn't even watch my videos, really. Oh, God. Listen, I just think that it's very important for you to just get yourself out there. I mean, if you're not building a personal brand in 2023, I don't know what you're doing because you are already a brand. I mean, I have heard big celebrities saying that they hate that word. For example, I heard an interview with Casey Neistat. He's a famous YouTuber. And he said, like, I hate this thing about being a personal brand. And I'm like, and the guy who was interviewing him, he was saying, like, well, you don't have to agree with it, but you are a brand, especially him when you're such a big celebrity, right? Casey Neistat, the most famous YouTuber or vlogger, I should say. And I'm a big fan, but I disagree with whatever he said. Like, okay, he doesn't like it and he doesn't believe that he's a brand and he hates what's happening in the online world when it comes down to personal brand and all of that. I think it's more important than ever now to have a personal brand. Whether you like it or not, you have a brand. The question is, how are you going to use your brand in order to build a business? How are you going to use your brand in order to build an authority as a person? Okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you want to do something like this, all right? If you don't, then you wouldn't click in on a podcast that says the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, all right? And the reason why I am so passionate about it is because I have experienced this, the power of a personal brand. And it all started by me just doing this by pure chance, by pure luck, man. I didn't start doing YouTube because it was a massive plan. Right, I didn't. I was doing music. I was fine just making music. But there was this thing in me that I needed a creative outlet. I needed something else. And for me, having a passion for videos, but never really have taken it seriously. Like, you know, I over the years, I will document certain things. Right, like my honeymoon with my wife when we came to Greece. We were still living in the UK. When I went to Venezuela, okay? I grew up in Venezuela, by the way, and so I was born in the UK, but I grew up in Venezuela. It's a long story, but I have told that story many times before here on the podcast and as well on YouTube. that's part of my personal brand. Even where the place where I was born, where I grew up, and where I'm currently living. Okay, that's personal branding. And the reason that I love Greece, and Greece is my home now, and how I live, my values, everything that I'm about, that's my personal brand. And that something will resonate with you. And some other things are not. Even the tone of my voice might say, like, I don't like this guy. I don't like the way he talks, you know. But everything is a personal brand. The fact that I speak English as a second language, Spanish is my mother tongue, I speak Greek, then all of these things is part of who I am today. And everything that I'm doing, my age, the way I look, what I'm into, like even now, right now, as part of my personal brand. I'm into fitness, like lately for the last few years, like really hardcore into fitness, and have a lot of fitness goals. And, you know, it's a journey to health and well-being, mindset, personal development. Because these things will lead into different areas of your life, into your family, your relationships. And if you want to build a business, man, then that's what's going to make you unstoppable. First, by getting stuff together in your mindset, in your life, and say, like, okay, let's just tidy up certain things, right? Let's make sure that our room is tidy. Let's make sure that we've taken care of certain things, you know? And let's really take stock of our life in order to move forward. That's part of your brand. I mean, I see so many people online sharing stuff, and they don't want to own it for some reason. They don't want to go all in. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I know online that they're doing the fitness thing, and you know, some of them are musicians as well. And I have mentioned this to them, like face to face, like you should definitely document that journey, man. I mean, you are already documenting it, but you're not sharing it the way it should be. Right? You really need to go deeper, and you really need to be even more transparent and say, hey, this is what I have accomplished. I have lost all this weight. I've done this. Hey, I do music too. But this is what I can tell that your passion is really the fitness. That's your whole page is all about fitness. All right? And that's a personal brand, whether you like it or not. And that's the association that people have with you. Now, if you're not really making a bigger impact, it's because you're not presenting it in the right way. And it has to be consistent, but it has to be authentic, and it has to be a little bit more intentional and say, hey, you can do the same thing, right? A lot of people are shy to do that. For me, it comes very natural, because when I see stuff online, I say, if they're doing this over there, I certainly can do it. I know I can. There's no doubt in my mind. And that's how I got started. The thing is that I didn't know that it was called a personal brand. I didn't even know that it was called content back then. I mean, I knew about content creation. I just didn't know that creating YouTube videos was called content. I didn't understand what the word content marketing was either. There was many things I didn't know back then. All I knew is that I wanted to create YouTube videos, okay? Apart from the music. And that's how I got started. I'm drinking some Greek coffee here. Greek coffee is the best, man. You know, I mean, here in Greece, they drink different types of coffee, but I like to drink Greek coffee, similar to Turkish coffee. It's very strong. Anyways, that's part of the branding, right? Like whatever you can associate me with, that's part of my branding. So whatever you go off and you have no connection whatsoever with Greece, for example. But you hear about something after listening to my podcast, and if you consume my content, you can see that I'm very passionate about where I live, because this is a dream location, not just the country, all right? Especially if you come from the other side of the world, but or Northern Europe or whatever. But the location where I'm actually living is a dream location, and it's a holiday destination even with the Greeks themselves, right? I live in Nafplio. Nafplio was the first capital of Greece. That's easier to remember. If you're curious, just Google that. What was the first capital of Greece? And you will see Nafplio. It's a small community, man. And we used to come here for holidays every single summer. And we said to, you know, we had that as a goal, me and my family. What if we can live here, man? Like we're literally just a normal family that was coming here for holidays, right? And we decided to just move to our holiday destination, all right? I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just saying that this is the power of intention, the power of goal setting, all right? So what happens is that if you have no connection whatsoever with Greece and you listen to me and you follow me, then whenever something happens or something is going on in Greece or you come across something Greek, you will remember me. And that's your association with me and my brand, my personal brand. You say like, oh, Daniel lives in Greece, right? Oh, I know this guy that lives in Greece and he does music and he teaches about business as well. You see what I mean? That's what a lot of people do. A lot of people talk about different stuff. I mean, some of my mentors, they talk about other stuff, you know? And that's the association that they wanna create with other people, you know, depending on what they're into. Okay, sometimes it's just, you know, action figures or whatever, you know, Pokemon cards and Star Wars action figures. And I mean, you pick whatever rocks your boat, okay? For me, I'm a simple guy. I'm into fitness lately. So I go to the gym, I work out, I do cardio every single morning. I share that all over Instagram. And I share, of course, where I live, like, you know, experiencing this beautiful location. I take pictures of the sunrise every morning. That's part of my brand. And the reason why you want to do this is because once you have a brand, whatever you're into, you can turn that into, yeah, a business, man. I mean, you are a business. You can definitely productize yourself. And I know that you might feel uncomfortable with that. But even if you have a 9-to-5, you have productized yourself one way or another. You just happen to work for a boss or for a company. Whether you are a software engineer or whether you are, I don't know, it doesn't really matter what your day job is right now. You know, school teacher, you know, whether you are somebody working as a tech in a school or you're working as a fitness instructor in a gym. I mean, you are a product, you know. You just happen to be working for somebody else. You just happen to work in a place, but you are a product and you have productized yourself, your services, okay? When you're a personal brand and you run things online, you can literally create anything and just share it with the world. And some people are going to resonate, okay? The fact that I'm 48 years old and try to aim to be in the best shape of my life by the time I hit 50, that's part of my goal, okay? It's a selfish goal. I mean, I don't need to do it because I'm already pretty fit, but it's a personal goal. And I want to share it with others. And if I can inspire somebody to do the same thing in their own life, that means the world to me, you know? And that's going to happen. My content is going to be talking about fitness. I'm not a fitness instructor, but I know how to work out. I know the things that I need to do in order to achieve my goals. So if somebody comes to me and says like, hey, Daniel, I need to get my stuff together in my brain. I need to, you know, some things are not working out with my online business or how do I do this? I want to examine your daily habits. I want to see what you're doing. Well, you know, if your daily drinking, you smoke weed or you check out porn. I mean, I had a client that he told me, you know, is it okay if I check porn every day, 3 times a day or so? I'm like, no, that's not okay. So you're paying me to be your online business coach, mindset coach, and you're telling me that you're checking porn 3 times a day. And then you're complaining that you're not achieving your goals. Come on, man. You know what I mean? You need to have a cold shower, okay? You need to quit porn, full stop, not even on the weekends or once a day or anything like that. Just completely stop that bullshit, right? So it just winds me up so much that people are full of excuses because I have seen it, man. You know, and I've been there myself. So when I see this, you have to address certain things as you grow, okay? And you have to put it out there in order to build a personal brand. So when people come to me and they say like, oh, all of your content is really motivational, it's very inspirational in nature. Well, because that's what has helped me get to where I am today. And actually, it's a never-ending pursuit of staying in that frequency. For me, if I don't have my daily mindset practice of waking up at 5 and going to do my cardio early in the morning and create my content, which keeps me accountable in a way. I mean, I create this podcast episode not only to help you, but because it keeps me accountable. I said yes to this podcast episode a long time ago. I said every single Friday, I'm going to be creating a new podcast episode of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. I have to be dead or in a coma in order for this to not go live, okay? So I have said yes already to this. This is part of my branding. This is part of my commitment to you. But it's most importantly, it's a commitment to myself. Because this keeps me accountable and it's part of my brand because I am a commitment. I am a committed guy. And I can share this with you and say, hey, I committed to this. I am approaching 100 episodes with this podcast. That means that I've been podcasting for 2 years straight with this podcast. okay? And I love it. And this is my second podcast, all right? By the way, my previous podcast, the Stock Music Licensing Podcast, I did 2 years with that podcast. I did 100 episodes with that podcast. So all in all, I've been podcasting for 4 years straight, right? So you have to be accountable to yourself. You must be able to share everything, your struggles, your defeats, your failures, and your successes as well online. You must be able. All of your values, anything that you like, man. What type of films do you like to watch? What type of books? What type of music? Where do you live? Do you like it where you live? Tell me about it. I want to know, man. We feel human connection is made by this, okay? I mean, I might not agree with what you're into, okay? Probably you like to play video games. I never play video games, okay? But that's part of your branding. I mean, one of my mentors, he's into Pokemon, okay? Pokemon cards. I don't understand this, right? A grown-ass man with a family, and he's into Pokemon, and he actually built a massive YouTube channel sharing about Pokemon cards and trading cards, and apparently you can make a lot of money with that. I mean, I feel like throwing up just thinking about it. But his YouTube channel is bigger than his personal brand channel for whatever the reason. But that's part of his branding as well, man. Okay? And when I think about Pokemon cards, I think about him. And I'm like, oh, this is my mentor, man. You know, grown-ass man with two kids living over there, you know, all the money in the world, very successful. But he's into Pokemon cards. And I respect that. I'm not into it at all, you know. But that's part of the personal branding. So whenever I think about Pokemon or something like that comes into my orbit, I think about him. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, this guy over there, my mentor, he likes this kind of stuff, Pokemon cards, whatever, you know. But that's personal branding. But you have to push it. So if you like anything, man, you like to read books about this, or you like it to do fitness stuff, or you like to do music, but you like as well, I don't know, pepperoni pizza. You know, I mean, something like that, or something a little bit more strange, right? Everybody likes pepperoni pizza. You know what I mean, okay? It's, you have to find a combination. If you can manage to combine all of those things, which you are already doing, you're already sharing stuff online, but you're just not directing it in such a way that you can help other people. So the way you build your brand is by first putting everything that you like and everything that you're into, and then see how can you offer help to the world, to the online business world, to... Well, not to the online business world, to people online, so you can build a personal brand and a business around that. And if you're uncomfortable with this, then hey, this is not the podcast for you. The way I built my personal brand was just sharing my journey online. And then eventually people were asking me, is there anything else that you have? And I said, no, I don't have anything else. And I felt I was leaving my audience down. And that's when I started to create ebooks and online courses and charging for my services. But when I first got started with music licensing as a coach, I was doing this for free. People will jump on a Skype call for half an hour and I will just give value for free, man. Now, eventually, I had to charge because this turned into a business. The same is with the business side of this, you know, like what I'm doing here. I was, you know, coaching musicians and composers on how to set up a website, how to set up a landing page, email marketing, how to build an online course, how to sell it. And eventually, I became an online course coach or business, if you will. Online business, full stop, because there's so many things that go into building an online business and selling a course or a coaching program, or how can you become someone of value to others, and how can you build a legit business out of this, right? So these are things that are happening. So if you come to me and say, hey, I want to build something online, and this is what my passion is, are, then let's get that in order, and then let's really address this, and let me see what you're doing. Do you have a YouTube channel? You know, that's the first place where I will go. Are you sharing something on YouTube? Do you have anything else, you know, a free PDF, ebook, whatever, workshop? Because people are going to ask you, and you want to create value. You want to create as much value as possible, and I hate to use this terminology because it's so thrown left, right, and center in the online world. Like, you have to create value. It sounds so cheesy and so boring, but it's true. Okay, hopefully I'm creating value with this podcast, but I don't say this to myself. I just say, like, this is what I do. I create podcast episodes about what I'm into, and I love to talk about this. I'd love to talk about mindset, business, and lifestyle. I'd love to talk about myself. I'm not ashamed of that. I love to share my journey because I know that this will resonate with somebody. When I'm always looking for people to get inspired by online. Today, I found a new person online that has an amazing story. It has nothing to do with music. And I'm always curious to see what they're doing. And the fact that they're successful and happy and I can learn something from them, that's enough. And we might have certain things in common, like, oh, this guy has a few tattoos. I like that. Oh, he's into the gym thing. He likes to lift some weights. He's associated with one of my coaches as well. I said, I like this guy. How come I never came across him, man? He has all these followers on Instagram. Let me go and follow him, right? And I got inspired. I mean, I did a post on Instagram this morning because of this. I'm like, you don't have to just seek to role models online because it's easier nowadays. Something like that I said on the post. I said something like, it's so easy now to seek role models online, good role models, right? I grew up without the internet. So nowadays, if you really want to get into anything, you just go online. The question is what type of content that you're consuming. So if you want to learn about things and you're looking for role models, good role models, you can find them online. But even that is not enough. You have to find them, which I'm always finding new role models, but you have to become one yourself. And that's the mission that I'm on. And that's what successful people do, by the way. Not only they're learning from other people, but they're actually putting that knowledge back into the online world. I think it's very selfish to just learn all the time for free online. And even if you have paid for content, for coaching and things, even if you have learned from this and you don't put it back out there into the world, then you know, you're not doing your bit, man. My bit is this, to teach everything that I've learned, to create free content. There's plenty of free resources out there that I have created, you know, and you will find a few of them, not only on my YouTube channel on the description, but here in the show notes of the podcast as well. And if you're interested and you want to like level up, or you're really leveling up in your business, that you're ready to dive deeper into your mindset and business, then I have a paid program. I offer coaching as well. You know, there's something for everybody. So this is something that you have to be very aware of, that you can be a person of a good influence. You can be a role model to someone else. It's my duty to be a role model, not only to my daughters, but to be a role model here in the community, and be a role model in the online world in my own way, right? With my values. What are my values? I mean, I am on a mission not only to be in the best shape of my life, but as well to, by the time I reach 50, but as well to, I can inspire others. Like, hey, you don't have to be 50. I'm 48 as I'm recording this. But when I get 50, I want to be in the best shape. And I'm not just going to stop at 50, but it's a goal. It's attainable. I'm already pretty fit, by the way, but I really want to go and say, when people see me, like, oh my God, look at this guy, kind of thing. Not bodybuilding style, but just, you know, above average. I'm already above average, but I'm not done yet. There's still a lot of work to do. I want to be an inspiration even here in my own community. Even though I work from home here where I live, and it's a small community, I want to put this place on the map. This place doesn't need to be put on the map, but I post a lot about it, right? And I'm not shy. And I want to be able to say, if I can contribute in any way, shape, or form to the community, you know, I pay my taxes. I'm a legit business. Everything is, you know, and I do it here in Greece, okay? And I pay a lot of taxes, my friend, okay? A lot of income tax, by the way. And I do it here in Greece. I choose to bring my kids here in this beautiful location, in this beautiful country, so they can be the future of this society. But I want to do something for this community, okay? I want to support local businesses. I want to put this place on the map in my own way, if I can. So when you think about Greece and you think about NAFTA, you're thinking about me, okay? Because I am the one who's like your link, your connection. And even though I'm not a tour guy, I'm not somebody that's going to promote the place so you can come and visit, but this is where I live. And you should definitely come and visit, all right? And I'm working on, for sure, in the future, I'm going to be working on some type of retreat, all right? Like coaching, mindset, and business retreat here with me, because it's a bloody amazing location, okay? We're going to do so many things. It's not going to be just about a mindset and business, but we're going to be doing some amazing stuff. I don't want to get ahead of myself, because I'm just going to, I will release more when it's done, okay? When it's getting closer to the date where I can actually share more about this. But all I want to say here is that you have to build a personal brand by sharing what you know. You have to be available to people in a way that you're sharing content. A lot of people say that they don't want to create content, they don't want to be a brand, they don't know how to sell, They don't know about marketing. I just want to do this like this. Well, then don't complain, man. If you're happy like that, there's nothing wrong. You don't have to build a brand, okay? You're already a brand anyways. Even by the sports teams that you actually follow, your political affiliations or whatever, your background, where you live, everything creates a personality. And you could be resonating with someone else and say, like, I resonate with this person because we are very similar, man. We're more, you know, everybody's connected. Like, whatever I'm saying here might resonate with some people, but it might not resonate with others. But when it does resonate with my tribe or with my audience in a deeper level, then that's the people that I want to be around. That's the community I want to build. Okay? Not everybody likes Greece. Not everybody likes what I'm talking about here. Not everybody likes, you know, the fact that I make music or that I am in the best shape of my life by the time I reach 50. That actually turns people off because it's like, well, it's not all about having a six-pack when you're 50, okay? But that's what I'm into. There's some other people that really want to do that, okay? And that's a vanity metrics for me. It is, but it is a goal. It's a challenge. You know, I like to challenge myself, all right? Because back in the day, I never thought that I would be doing what I'm doing today, like literally. But I had to start to believe in myself first and how to really fix myself, right? Like, and I'm saying that I was broken, but we all want to be better. And if you say that you don't want to be better in anything, like you don't want to be a better father, a better husband, a better wife, you don't want to be a better citizen, a better community leader, whatever you are, you don't want to be a better person, I mean, you're lying to yourself. Nobody wakes up in the morning and say, I wish I was worse. I wish I can earn less. I wish I was fatter. I wish I had less energy. I mean, come on, man. And when people say, I want to live a simple life, I live a simple life. Okay, I live in a simple community. You know, there is one post office, two banks, one movie theater. There's no malls around here. There's no McDonald's. There's no Starbucks. You know, I live a simple life. I go to the beach. I go walking every day. I just go down the street and I know everybody. And I've been only living here for 3 years, by the way. I mean, we moved from the UK 13 years ago, but here, this location, this dream location where I'm living, it's only been 3 years, man. So I like a simple life, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to be able to live to my full potential. I am going to live to my full potential, but I have to put in the work every single day. That's part of my branding. So it's not just about, hey, learn how to make music. When I'm teaching about stock music with composers in stockmusiclicensing.com, okay, which is my brand about teaching about music licensing. Or here on the online business, like, hey, this is how you build an online course and sell it. That's it. This is how you do online marketing. This is how you create a brand. No, man, it's more than that. There's more to it than just that. I'll tell you that. It all starts with mindset first. That's why the three pillars are in that order. Okay, mindset, business, and lifestyle. If you don't have the right mindset right from the get-go, you can forget about the rest. And you can apply this to your life. If you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to be able to build a business. And if you don't have the business, you're not going to be able to live the lifestyle. It's that simple. It's a simple equation. It's a very simple equation. Fix your mindset first. Get rid of bad habits. Be careful what content you consume. Get rid of toxic relationships. And really build yourself up from the ground up. We all know what we need to do in order to live a better life, right? We all know what to do in order to be fit. Just eat healthy food, go to the gym. That's it. You know, it doesn't get any more simple than that. But yet people don't do it, right? But this is where we have to start. And I'm not here to say that I am a fitness instructor or a fitness influencer, but I do work out, okay? And I could easily be teaching a lot of people on how to get fit. Right, and I certainly incorporate that into my branding. The more I get into that, because I see the value in it, and I say, like, hey, I used to be a smoker. I used to smoke cigarettes for years, and I quit. It's been almost 10 years now. I used to be a weed smoker. I used to smoke weed every single day. As a guitarist, musician, I thought I could get away with it. I said, this is part of the job. It comes with the job, you know, to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, have a spliff with my coffee, and make music. I'm entitled to this, and I quit that too. So I know about addiction, and I am a very addicted person. I have an addictive personality, right? Never went back, never relapsed anything. I quit daily drinking as well. I now drink every now and then, very occasionally, but I went sober for like 10 months, almost a year, and I document that journey. Okay, so I'm in a health path. At the moment, I'm really into nutrition and going to the gym and building as much muscle as possible in a natural way. Obviously, I'm 48. I'm not pretending to be, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything like that. I'm just a regular guy that wants to be fit. Okay, I want to take off my shirt and look good naked. Okay, full stop. That's it. And I don't want to have a dad bod, which I did have a few years ago, by the way. So this is part of my journey. This is part of my brand. Now, for you, this might not resonate at all. And that's none of my business because this is what I'm into. And if that resonates with you and you say, like, you know what? I should get fit as well. I'm in my 40s. I have a dad bod. Maybe I should go to the gym as well. Like, Daniel inspired me to do this. Like, yeah, maybe I should get my shit together first here. And then maybe I can go and start my business. Maybe I can start my brand. I'll feel good about myself so I can put myself out there into the online world. So it's like a domino effect. It's like a chain of events and chain reaction that once you start this process, you will see the power in it. Okay? Now, building a brand, like I said, and if you've been following other content, you know that it's very bland. Okay, it is the reason why I started the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, because I said to myself, I have a voice here. I can say something. I've done that already with the music licensing industry. In the music licensing industry, as an educator, I saw what others were doing. I said, like, I'm doing something different here, my friend, you know? And nobody lives in Greece. Nobody's doing this full time. I mean, very few are doing it full time. And nobody's promoting the way I'm promoting myself. Okay? Nobody's sharing. Nobody's telling the story. They're just telling you how to do the thing. So anyways, I'm doing the same thing here with the business side of it and the mindset. I said, like, I know what to say, man. Mm-hmm. I see what the content is out there. It's all bland, vanilla. Yeah, there is great value, okay? How to create a landing page, how to create an online course and launch, and how to make six figures doing this and doing that by working 3 hours a day or whatnot. And I have my own take on this. I learn from different people. And I get it. I get the whole 4-hour work week thing. I'm a big fan of Tim Ferriss. I've always said it. I'm a big fan of working less and automating things. But I'm here to tell you that you need to put a lot of effort. You need to work. And I want to work, man. You know? And I'm not a workaholic. I'm not a freak that just wants to be work all day. But I want to have a purpose in my life. And I don't want to be sitting down playing Pokemon cards or playing video games with my free time. I spend plenty of time with my kids. By the way, I work very much. But at the same time, I spend an immense amount of time with both my girls because I work from home, and that's my main priority as well, to be around my girls. That's my lifestyle, and it has always been. I mean, my girls, my daughter, Feather, she's 13. She has never seen me on a day job, ever, okay? Because I work from home, and I intend to keep it this way. I am unemployable. That was my goal. I don't want to work for anybody else. I mean, you can work for somebody else. There's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5, by the way. But for me, being financially independent in my own way, with my own values and my things, like, okay, where are my skills? If I can monetize this and I can productize myself, then I am happy. I'm living to my full potential because I know I can do this. And I should have done this years ago. That's the sad part, that I could have done this way, way back in the day, but I did it because I was afraid. I didn't consider myself, well, back in the day, we didn't even have the internet, right? And that's why I feel that now is the time, man. Like, you know, we have all these free platforms, resources. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it's crazy. Even if you have a 9-to-5, you should build something on the side just because it's fun. How can you not find, you know, joy in creating content and sharing it with the world? I mean, the human connection and the emails that I get and the messages about they found a content, a video, not to mention the testimonials for courses and coaching and all of this, okay? Now forget about the pay stuff. Just the free content, like, oh, I found your videos, like, very inspiring. Now I've started my own process. That's amazing, man. This is what I live for, to make a positive impact in the world. Leave a trail of stuff online. Well, that's my brand. Anyways, I hope this episode finds you well, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode inspires you to create your own personal brand, and hopefully you can give something back to the world. If you're a writer, musician, composer, a content creator, a graphic designer, you're into fitness, you're a chef, you like to cook, whatever it is that you do, give that to the world. Share that with others. Create content around that. Build your personal brand. Monetize your passion. Productize yourself and be proud of it. I hope this podcast episode finds you well, my friend. Thank you so much. for listening. Don't forget to rate the podcast, share this podcast with someone that might benefit this. Give us a review. It helps this podcast a lot. This is a way that you can support this podcast. Thank you so much for all the love and support again, my friend, and I'll see you in another episode.